سيف إلا ذو الفقار.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to 110 Lessons for Life from the teachings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali. May God's peace and blessings be upon him. Today in the tradition, he will be guiding us towards the path to being influenced by Satan. Now, before I begin with the tradition and reviewing it and going into an analysis, let us realize the fact that Satan in Islamic scripture is not how we see him portrayed maybe in our secular societies. You know, we picture Satan, or we see pictures of Satan rather, depicted as a man red in color, with a tail, with horns, with a pitchfork, with a very sinister, evil looking, you know, grin on his face. This is not Satan. This is not even maybe a representation of what Satan would look like were he put into a bodily form. Rather, Satan can come, and he does come in many different forms, including our own friends. The Quran tells us that there are many devils, shayateen, from amongst the jinn and humanity. Sometimes our own family members are demonic in the way that they treat and the way that they tempt and attempt to dissuade us from the path. And so first and foremost, let us realize that Satan is a reality. Satan can be manifest in many forms, meaning that many people become very satanic, demonic individuals, and that they all have to be, we have to be aware of them and be careful that we do not become swayed by their innuendos and their attacks against us. Let us look at the tradition for today and come back and try to understand the words of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali. May God's peace and blessings be upon him. O Kumail, and the path to the influence of Satan lies in what is mentioned in the words of God, the Grand and Majestic. Indeed, he, Satan, has absolutely no power over my true servants. And also in his statement, Grand and Majestic is he. Indeed, his, meaning Satan's, power only lies with those who befriend him and those who associate partners with God. In this tradition, which the Commander of the Faithful speaks to his very noble and trustworthy companion, Kumail ibn Ziyad, a companion whom I'm sure we all know through his very famous supplication, which we refer to as the Supplication of Kumail, the Commander of the Faithful gives him two very important words of advice based on two specific verses of the Quran. He tells Kumail, and obviously as an extension, he is explaining to you and I today, 14 centuries later, that Satan has no way of influence in our lives. But he gives us ways where Satan may be able to impact us. At the first verse, the Commander of the Faithful quotes from the words of God, in which the friends of God cannot be impacted by Satan, that those who are close to God spiritually will not be impacted by the innuendos and the insinuations and the whispers of the demonic force and the demonic realm. Meaning that the true servants of God, those who are the true worshippers of God, would never be influenced, would never let Satan get a stranglehold on them. And in the second verse, the Commander of the Faithful shows us who Satan can influence. So there are certain individuals that can be impacted by the evil whisperings of the devil. And the Commander of the Faithful, quoting the words of God in the Quran, gives us two categories: those who befriend the devil, those who actively listen to him and his, you know, minions and his legions of supporters, and those who, as the Commander of the Faithful puts it in the words of Allah in the verse of the Quran, those who associate partners with Allah, with God. Now, how do we understand these two verses in light of the theme of Kumail's discussion with the Commander of the Faithful? First off, we have to appreciate the fact that Satan does not have a direct impact on you and I. He cannot lead you and I by the hand to commit a sin. He does not take us by hand to, let's say, the bar or the nightclub, or to commit acts of violence or aggression, or to, you know, do any of the acts which God has forbidden in Islam. His job, I don't want to call it a job, but his goal in life, well, it is a job, I guess, to an extent, but his goal in life is, as he says in the Quran, that he swore an oath by God that he would work to misguide all of us because of the animosity he had for God, which stems back to the creation of Prophet Adam. And so he made a promise and a pledge to God that he would do all that he could do to misguide you and I from the path of the divine. But keep in mind, as I said, that He cannot push us or guide us or, you know, make us perform the action. As the Quran clearly states, and Satan himself says these words, that I merely invited the people to sin and they answered my invitation. And so at level one, let us not blame him for our shortcomings, for our obedience of the whispers of the devil. So in the second verse, where we see that Satan says that the only, or God says rather, that the only way that Satan can influence you and I are those who follow him, who become friends of the Satan, and those who, as the Quran says, associate partners with God. How do we understand these two points? Well, the first point of being friends of God, of Satan, of inviting him into our lives, so to speak, this comes from the fact that when we disobey the rules of God, we are in essence inviting Satan to enter into our lives. When we, for example, attend gatherings, parties, when we go to places where sin is being performed in the open, that this is one of the ways that we become a friend of Satan, because we are following what he wants us to do. When we do any action which has been prohibited within the religious teachings, all of these mean that we are now going back to being a friend of Satan. Because obviously friends like to emulate one another, and you know they want to fit in, and so they have to do what their friends want them to do. And so when we perform these actions, we realize that we are becoming a friend of Satan through these actions of transgression of the laws of God. The second part of the verse talks about those who associate partners with God. And don't think that this just means that somebody who, you know, constructs an idol and prays before it, that now they are a friend of Satan. That could be one of the definitions. But more so, we understand from traditions that when we disobey God and we follow our ego, our pride, we follow Satan, we follow a human being, we have in essence committed the act of shirk, of polytheism. Because if you think about it, when you follow something that somebody tells you to do, if that goes against the rules of Allah, you have now put that person above God. So in essence, you have put that person to be above God, and so now you have associated partners there. You are saying there's multiple gods. There's Allah, the true God, but then my friends, my community, my society, my culture, my my background, where I come from, the guys I hang out with, the friends that I relax with, that I chill with, these, I follow them. And so now you're putting them at an equal footing with God, because you are following what they want and not following with God what God wants. So in essence, you're committing a form of hidden polytheism, a hidden form of shirk that the Commander of the Faithful has spoken about in other traditions within the book. You can find these in Najl Balagha as well. And so as we close, we realize that the only way that Satan can impact you and I to commit the sins is he whispers into our ears suggestions. And when we listen to him and we perform them, we have now left the camp of God and have gone over to the party of Satan. We have become his friend, his confidant, his, he becomes our mouthpiece, where he works through us. And in order for us to keep away from this, we need to strengthen our resolve. We need to strengthen our conviction, become more committed to the religion, develop a better knowledge of Islam. And all of these things and many more will hopefully keep us away from following the temptations of Satan that are coming to us from multiple avenues on a day-to-day basis. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.